Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
This is Cruise Radio.
Now more than ever, you should consider trip insurance for any kind of trip you take, not just cruises. Get a free quote at tripinsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. It has been one crazy week. So we went from Celebrity Apex, Home a Day, to Rotterdam, Home a Day, and then on Thursday, so later on today, going down to Odyssey of the Seas. So if you want to get caught up on this week's cruise news, you can do so on our Cruise Radio news feed. It's just opposite of this in podcast form, or on our Cruise Radio YouTube channel. We have the Cruise News Today feed there every Monday through Friday. Just got off Holland America's Rotterdam and had a chance to do a five-night cruise on there. And while we were on there, on embarkation day, I had a chance to sit down and catch up with Holland America Line president Gus Antorcia. Also had a chance to do a proper catch-up with Holland America Line's brand ambassador Seth Wayne. And Seth has a really cool story because he was in TV news, and he was a weather guy and a news anchor at KOMO in Seattle. So Seth went from morning news to a brand ambassador going on all of Holland America's cruise ships, and really a key part of the startup here for the cruise industry. So we're going to catch up with Seth later on in the show as well. By the way, if you want a full review of the MS Rotterdam, which is the seventh Rotterdam in Holland America Line's history, we'll be doing a full interview where Richard will be interviewing me in a couple of weeks or so once things kind of level out. November's just really crazy. However, we do have our trip reports at cruiseradio.net, so if you want to kind of see a day-by-day of what was going on board Rotterdam during our 5 days there. All right, let's kick things off with Holland America Line's president, Gus Antorcia.
Gus, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I guess I should say.
Yeah, thank you.
Brand new ship. How does it feel to finally have her sailing?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be sailing again. It's special because it's the new ship and sort of our flagship, and with the name and the history, honestly, every ship we've started has been amazing.
I've been walking around this ship before our interview here, and I love all the musical artwork on board, like the guitars that are smashed but pieced together like a puzzle. There's a lot of the similarities you'll see from ship to ship, but also some changes. And what changes are we seeing here on Rotterdam that we maybe aren't seeing on the previous two ships?
Sure. I'm glad you noticed the art. There was a lot of attention and time dedicated to that, and it is quite unique and in that musical theme that supports the investments and all the upgrades we made in the music program. The Pinnacle class was a big step forward for the brand. I think it offered us a little more space, and so how we integrated the entertainment venues and how we integrated and the amount of specialty dining we have is more than the prior ships. I think some of the changes really just enhancing and tweaking, learning from the first couple of ships. And so the venue we're sitting in right now, Club Orange, looks and operates very much like a specialty dining restaurant for a suite guest or the Club Orange guest. And so this was an addition. The cabins, we've done a lot of tweaking, listening to guest feedback, adjusting. And so the ship is really an evolution around learning from Koningsdam and making adjustments and tweaks. But overall, a very well-received class of ship.
Talking about health and safety protocols for a moment here, how has the cruise experience changed on Holland America since we're sailing again? I mean, you guys have been sailing. You started back over the summer out of Seattle up to Alaska. So what kind of changes are we seeing?
The important thing for me to remember is that the health and safety of our guests, crew, the places we visit, the communities we visit is of utmost importance. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what's been designed and the changes we've made has been to protect those constituencies with the advice of health experts, the CDC, and all the health authorities we've worked with. And so the changes are based on that. Some of them happen pre-cruise, so you have to be vaccinated 14 days after the final dose. Mm-hmm. You need to have a test 2 days before. And then on board, it offers us quite a bit of freedom because we're in a very safe and bubble-like environment. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's never zero risk, but I think with the precautions we take, there's a lot of focus on safety. We've made a lot of upgrades behind the scenes. Our HVAC systems now have UV lighting, enhanced filtration. Our team members wear masks all the time. And for now, we are asking that guests, when they come to and from the cabin, for example, or are walking through the public spaces, we ask them to wear masks. So those are a lot of the changes. Those we'll see how long, and it depends on the advice of the folks we work with. There's some other changes that'll stay. I think the way we do muster now, mm-hmm. You basically go check in the muster station. That's great. That's not going away.
Yeah.
Lido now is 100% served, mm-hmm. as opposed to we had some self-service. I think that's a great addition. That won't change. So we've picked up some things that we'll keep.
I've been to Vegas 4 times since the pandemic, and I have to say, after going out there 4 times, I feel a heck of a lot safer on a cruise ship than I ever felt out there any place I was.
Good. That's the point.
Yeah, for sure. As far as the guest feedback, I mean, not everyone, you got to have a little bit of pushback from some people about certain protocols, mask wearing or what have you. But overall, how has the guest feedback been since you've been sailing since July?
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. There's some understanding with all the additional protocols, but they understand the why, which we go at through some length to explain. The NPS scores have been off the chart. It's a net promoter score, which we track, that tells us basically how happy guests are. It is record high. And I think it goes to the experience that we've been able to deliver despite the enhanced protocols. The experience is normal. It's what guests expect. And I think more recently, the experience is so much better that we're getting shoreside because there's all kinds of problems. It's been well documented, whether it's labor, supply shortages, that experience isn't quite the same. And so when they compare it to what they're getting on board, it's quite amazing.
Listener question here. When will we see more grand and world voyages return to Holland America?
So unfortunately, those programs we had to really delay out into the tail end of 22 or the start of 23. There was just too much uncertainty around whether we're able really to sail to some of these destinations that compose those programs that you mentioned. But I'm optimistic, and I think we'll see them sailing after the summer, which is mainly Alaska, Canada, New England, Europe. Post-summer, we'll start to see some of those programs start up again.
We've been talking with Holland America Line President Gus Antorcia. Gus, as always, thanks for being on the show, and can't wait to sail over the next 5 days.
Great. Enjoy yourself and tell everybody what a great time you have. I'm sure you will.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
You have questions. We have answers. Get the whole story on cruiseradio.net.
Hanging out with Seth Wayne, brand ambassador for Holland America Line. I think we've spoken before, but it was like right before the shutdown. And then I think your interview got pushed because the craziness happened right after we chatted in New York City, actually.
Right. I remember that exactly. Yeah. New York City, we were Nordstrom mm-hmm. having dinner together, and it was, okay, let's talk. And then everything kind of went to craziness. So it was nuts.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Anyway, good to see you and chat with you again.
So you come from a TV background. You were a weather guy at KOMO TV in Seattle.
Yeah.
How'd you transition?
So I was working at Como, and while I was there, I was doing not only the weather and the news for the morning program, but I was also doing travel-related stories for our lifestyle show, Seattle Refined. And there is where I made contacts with Holland America Line, did a bunch of different stories. When Koningsdam came out and the Seattle ties, one thing led to another, went to New Stottendam, and then they promoted me and said, are you wanting to do this brand ambassador role that we've envisioned for you? And I mean, how could I say no? Travel right. the world on a brand that I absolutely love and an industry that I am so passionate about. So I said, okay, I had an amazing television career. I'm going to go into the cruise industry at the ripe time of December 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right? I mean, come on. So December comes, January comes, February comes, then March I was on Zaandam, our ship that kind of ran into a bit of a trouble, leaving Buenos Aires middle of March, and then probably 10 days into it got quarantined, and a 14-day cruise was into a 37-day cruise. But bottom line is we made it through, and I wouldn't Well, I don't know if I could say I wouldn't change a thing, but I would say that it certainly made all of us stronger, every single one of us, not only if, you know, you're in the cruise industry, anyone, I think, out there kind of really we changed the outcome of life.
And how crazy is that? Because you came on board, the industry was thriving. There was 28 million people sailing in 2019, an estimated 32 million were supposed to sail in 2020 until all this happened. So you stepped in. But I guess it was kind of a blessing in disguise too, because they also had a face for the brand to help navigate through this crazy time.
Yeah, I remember our then president and then CEO of the group saying to me, you've got a lot on your plate. You have a lot on your shoulders because you've got to keep this brand alive. And when you are a brand ambassador without a ship, that's a hard call. Yeah. So basically doing everything online, doing everything virtually from what we knew it. And we're all shut down. We're all in our homes, right? Yeah. So we're all in that same kind of boat, pun intended, together. And, you know, doing all the things that we love on a Holland America Line cruise and doing it virtually really kind of ramped up my popularity, and then also ramped up the brand's popularity as well. We had 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, then turning into 100, 200,000 people joining us at any one time in trivia, in virtual wine tastings, in, you know, whiskey tasting. The list goes on and on. Towel folding. I mean, everything that you could possibly do on board our ships, we did virtually. We dropped When and Where's, which is our daily activity program. You know, we said they'd be in your stateroom, which would then be on your feed in whatever social network you were on. And we put those up at 6 Eastern time one day. And we would do it the next day. We would talk to people in ports like Norway and Alaska. And so our virtual journeys did really, really well, and then kind of psyched people out to book their next trip. Then what happened was it was, okay, let's go and book this cruise, and then let's book another cruise, and let's book another cruise. And then it was, okay, let's cancel this cruise, and let's cancel the other cruise. And so then it's like you take 3 steps forward, but 5 steps back.
Sure.
So just being there for everyone and being an outlet, I think, was a huge honor for me, even though people would, you know, get upset and be upset at not only the company, but the industry and in general at the virus. You know, I mean, people were looking to blame someone because they wanted to get away. They were tired of staying within their four walls, and I don't blame them. I wanted to get away. But, you know, we're back, and I'm so, so incredibly happy to be here and honored to be the brand ambassador for this unbelievable, you know, almost 150-year-old company.
Yeah, and we are back, and we're aboard a beautiful ship right now, the MS Rotterdam, the 7th in Holland America Line's history. What are some of your favorites on board? Because you've been on for about a month or so.
Yeah, so I was I flew out to Rotterdam to pick up Rotterdam. In Rotterdam, I mean, it was a lot of Rotterdam. So I'm trying to tell someone the story, and I was telling my parents, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to Rotterdam on Rotterdam, and I'm like, not Amsterdam, but we are on our way to Amsterdam from Rotterdam. But bottom line is, I was here for a month, and some of my favorites on board. First of all, seeing all of our team members. I mean, it was such a great reunion to see so many familiar faces from 15 to 18 months ago. On board, aesthetically, I would say the ship is absolutely incredible. Half Moon Bar, I think, is such an amazing place to learn all about Holland America Line history in a cocktail form. So I know that's a little bizarre to some of the listeners out there right now, but if you are on board, definitely worth it to stop at Half Moon Bar, because those cocktails are exclusive to Rotterdam's Half Moon Bar. Those cocktails come with a story of 150 years and why they're named what they're named. So that's a really cool thing. There are some other unique places on board, fresh juices that we don't offer on other lines. So our gelato bar is also a juice and gelato bar, which is kind of like an oxymoron, if you will. Like, mm-hmm. let's all eat gelato and then scarf it down with a detox.
Yeah.
But you know what? If it makes you feel good about it, I'm all good with it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll have a, you know, clean your greens and then also a mint chocolate chip on the side. But it's great. It's great. There are so many little fun, you know, we have a game room, which is, you know, it's not revolutionary, but the way that we've done it is really cool and really unique. Sanitizing everything down. Our library's back.
The library is awesome. Like, I felt like I was, I don't know how old you are, but like when I was a kid and going to the Scholastic Book Fair, when they would come to the elementary school, that's what I feel like.
I think we're the similar age.
Okay.
So, yes, I would say the book fair is great, and yeah. That was my favorite thing in the entire world, and seeing the posters and all the things that you could buy in there. But really, I mean, it looks like a bookstore.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so incredible. And we also, on our first cruise, which was The Crossing, a lot of guests were saying, can we have the swap, the book swap again? Mm-hmm. And we heard that loud and clear, and that's what our guests wanted. So basically, you would come in, basically drop off a book that you don't want anymore, and then another guest will take that book after it's been sanitized and so on and so forth. We have that section, let alone brand new books, huge library to choose from, great cozy spot, which is located on deck 2 forward. So definitely come on board and see that, because it really is it's basically a library for the new generation, if you will.
Yeah, I was actually talking to some people earlier on the cruise, and I was like, you know what, if I were to take another transatlantic, I think this ship would probably be the ship I would pick to take another transatlantic, right? Because it's just... there's like the space we're in right now, the crow's nest, right?
Yeah. Technically, it's called EXC at the Crow's Nest, which is basically you're going to have your favorites in the Crow's Nest. You're going to have your game room, but you're also going to have a whole exploration central, not only to talk to our amazing shore excursion staff, but have interactive, huge tablet desks, mm-hmm. and zoom into different ports and learn all about the different places that you'll be going on voyages, whether it be on Rotterdam or any of our fleet.
Yeah, there's so many chill places on this. How was the transatlantic crossing anyways for you?
It was good. You know, we were supposed to go to 5 ports. We ended up going to 3. But when you think about it, the North Sea, the end of October, early November, mm-hmm. it was kind of a rough go at it, you know, in certain spots. So we didn't get to go to Belgium. I really wanted to go there. Haven't been there. But we ended up going to Brest, France, Le Havre, which was the gateway to Normandy and mm-hmm. Paris. We went to Portland, England, Weymouth. Never been there. Mm-hmm. And then we started out with 2 sea days, a stop in the Azores, and then 6 sea days. Well, Azores didn't happen because of some rough weather. Some rough seas at the beginning, but it smoothed out. And, you know, our guests loved it. 9 sea days from the time we left mainland Europe over to Fort Lauderdale. You know, it was kind of like when I saw land, I was like, land!
Yep.
But, you know, 9 days, it was great. I mean, and... it was my first transatlantic crossing out of all of my cruises that I've done. And I will say it was a really unique way of going at it and relaxing. I could see it from the guest perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no better way. You don't have that FOMO. You know what I'm saying? When you go to a, you know, Caribbean itinerary, there's ports, a lot of ports every day. When you go to Europe, when you go to places like that, and it's very port intensive, this is nothing but... I don't want to get out of my pajamas all day long and just lay in bed and watch TV and order room service. You could do that, but you don't feel bad about missing anything.
Right.
So that's what I liked about transatlantic. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, this having 9 days at sea, you know, they say every ship has a personality. 9 days in a row, and of course you've been on prior to the transatlantic. What kind of personality do you think Rotterdam has? Or, you know, I know it's kind of early still, but have you noticed anything that maybe sticks out?
You know, I would say it's the team members that really make the ship and make mm-hmm. the personality. And I know that that's so cliche to say, and a lot of people say, oh, the team members, you know, it's so true, though. Mm-hmm. And they really make the culture. They really make the atmosphere. So I think what you're going to find when you come on Rotterdam is it is classy and elegant, but not in a stuffy way. Mm-hmm. And that is what you are going to find when you come on board any of our Pinnacle Class ships, really. But when you come on board, you have a taste of the past while a glimpse into the future, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, for
you
sure.
know, you have that, you look around and you see all the amazing features and the incredible, everything that what makes Holland America Line great, but also a look at the past of, you know, we have, when you come into the Crow's Nest, you see Rotterdam 1, Rotterdam 2, Rotterdam 3, pictures back from 1872, but then a glimpse into the future of being on this incredible vessel and the homey parts to it, but yet the classic parts as well. When you're on board our ships, you really feel like you're at sea. Yeah. It's not an amusement park, and there's a great place for those, by all means. Every cruise line has advantages, but for us, you get that classic but yet refined way of enjoying your holiday.
During this whole 18 months, or I guess 15 months, or however long it was, what was some of your biggest takeaways from the shutdown?
I felt awful for our guests, you know, being the person to completely come on with bad news all the time.
Sure.
I mean, there was constant, you know, your cruise is canceled for another 30 days. Now we shut down for another 60 days. I mean, who in their right mind would have ever thought we were down for more than a year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was one after another after another. So that is a big blow. And I know that I'm not the one, you know, but I'm the face.
Yeah.
So I'm the, you know, I'm the person who has to bear this bad news. What I learned is that we all became one, in the sense of we were all, no matter what our cruising background was, one star, five star, President's Club, all in between in our Mariner Society, we were all together. And that is really the big takeaway of everything, that we all got through it together. We all shared our passion of cruising together. We all reminisced together. We all shared our photos together. And we all said, we're all going to be there together. So even now, to this date, Doug, when I see guests that come on board our ships and say, I'm Mary from Omaha, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's Mary from Omaha that has been joining me every day for months and months and months. Or it's Debbie from Phoenix, or it's Kathy from, you know, Charlotte. I mean, no matter what, it's guests from around the world that kind of hopped on the cruising bandwagon and now starting to take cruising. So if I could open up someone's eyes to cruising and a passion on an industry that I'm so passionate about, and they take their first Holland America Line cruise out of it, that's the silver lining that came out of COVID, is that they would never thought that they would go on a cruise, and now they have gone on a cruise and they've enjoyed their cruise. So my position really going from a storyteller to a virtual cruise director, and now going around the fleet and opening up our new ships and meeting our guests one-on-one, it's an incredible feeling. And I know I've said it, it's an honor. It truly is an honor and a job that I love.
Do they have you basically jumping from ship to ship on restart?
Yeah. So I started with New Amsterdam in July in Alaska, and then Eurodam in Greece, Koningsdam in San Diego, going to California coast. Now Rotterdam, going from Europe to America. And next up is Zuiderdam, a new Stottendam rather, and then Zuiderdam, and then the list continues on into 2022. So yes, I'm going up, and I'm also, you know, not only a motivator for the team members too, but it's just great to see some of our team members that have also stayed in touch with us, you know, whether they're shoreside, whether they are shipboard. I mean, it's great to see familiar faces all around. And, you know, when it comes to brand ambassador, it's not just guests, it's our team members too.
Yeah. Been talking with Carnival. I think John Heald, brand ambassador.
All good.
Sorry.
Also a great guy.
Yeah.
Also a fantastic person. We both reach out over and over to each other, and I'm like, John, will you get me on the roller coaster?
Yes.
He said yes. I said, okay, well, I'll get you something. I don't know what you're going to do on board here, but I'll get you to do something.
Get him a good steak. He'll be happy.
Right.
We've been talking with Holland America Line's brand ambassador, Seth Wayne. Seth, it's good to actually catch up with you and have a proper catch up here, man.
No doubt.
It's been a great 5 days on board Rotterdam.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, man. Look forward to many more.
Yeah, indeed. Great seeing you.
All right, Dougie, let's see what we got for you, buddy.
Cruise Radio is produced at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Get cruise news, ship reviews, and money-saving tips every Thursday on Cruise Radio. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show. If you want to help spread the word, give Cruise Radio a 5-star review. Find Cruise Radio where you listen to your favorite podcast or online at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.